In a major embarrassment to Pakistan, the International Hockey Federation has refused to allocate matches to the Pakistan hockey team in their home venue for the newly announced Pro Hockey League, stated to be started from 2019. Pakistan will play their home matches in Scotland. Shooters Jeetu Rai and Hina Sidhu won the gold medal in the mixed team for 10-meter air pistol event at the ISSF World Cup in Gabala. The duo came back from 0-4 to win the event 7-6 to claim the first position. Pakistan captain Sarfaraz Khan led from the front as Pakistan chased down 237 runs and won the match by 3 wickets. When all looked over for Pakistan, Sarfaraz Khan and Mohammad Amir forged a match winning to set up the semi-final showdown with host nation England. After his impressive bowling figure against South Africa that saw him taking 2 wickets for 28 runs, Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah has said that he has been trying to stick to his basics, which have so far helped him in the ongoing Champions Trophy. Despite faltering one more time at a crucial stage against India in the ongoing Champions Trophy, South African skipper Ab de Villiers has exuded confidence on his captaincy, rating himself as a good captain and saying his dreams of helping South Africa to lift the World Cup in 2019 is still not over. Admitting that the runouts were the turning point in the match against India, South African batsman Faf du Plessis owned up to the fact that he was responsible in dismissing skipper Ab de Villiers that left his partner in an embarrassing position. Indian batsman Ambati is all set for another comeback to his stateside Hyderabad for the upcoming Ranji season. After a stint with Baroda and Vidarbha in the last couple of years, the 31-year-old batsman had made his first-class debut for Hyderabad when he was just 16 years old. World Cup winner and IPL-winning captain Gautam Gambhir has expressed his wish to be a part of the Tamil Nadu Premier League in the coming season as a mentor. The 35-year-old is in talks with quite a few franchises. Indian cricketer Manoj Tiwari has lashed out at former Pakistan wicketkeeper Rashid Latif over his offensive comments towards Virender Sehwag. Latif had made derogatory comments against Sehwag in a Facebook post. After their 1-0 defeat against Argentina, world number 1 Brazil will now face Australia in a friendly game on Tuesday. Superstar striker Neymar will miss out, but Brazil still boasts a strong lineup featuring the likes of Philippe Coutinho and Douglas Costa.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.